Today, January 27th, is the feast day of St. Angela Merici, who was known for founding the first teaching order of women in the church, called the Ursulines. She was born in the year 1470 in the Lombardy area of northern Italy near Venice. Her parents were devout, trained her in the practice of the faith, but at the age of 10, both her parents died. So she and her sister and brother were taken in by an uncle. Then her older sister died at age 13, and then she joined the Third Order of St. Francis, the Third Order Franciscans. And then she began living, even as a young girl in her teenage years, a life of austerity and prayer. And she would live mostly on bread and water and vegetables. When her uncle died, when she was 22 years of age, she went back home to her home town of Brescia, and she noticed she was appalled by the religious ignorance, especially of the children and the young girls, so she decided to do something about it. Again, she was a Third Order Franciscan, so she gathered other Third Order Franciscan women together and established a school and began to educate and teach these young girls. Angela had great characteristics of the ability to organize and to motivate, and to very visionary, very much a gifted leader. She began forming this group of women together, but something that was unique about it was that they would live in their homes, they would make vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, but they would still live with their families in their homes, and then they would come together once a month for spiritual formation, spiritual direction, and they would do their apostolates, their ministries every day by going out to the poor, teaching the children the faith. Really, this was a very novel idea, a very progressive idea in the Catholic Church. Up to this point, you either had the priests and nuns and monks that were consecrated living in a cloister, for example. All the nuns of those days lived in a cloister. It was very unheard of for people to actually make vows, but to be working in the world. What she was doing, the Holy Spirit was using her to plant the seed for future, what we call secular institutes. Things like Opus Dei, Regnum Christi, the Youth Apostles, these other organizations that would flourish in the 20th centuries, she was planting the seed for these very inspired movements that would come about in our own century, where people would make vows, but they would still live in the world, work in the world, and do their apostolate in the world. It was a very novel and progressive idea. So she continued to seek church approval for these things. She made pilgrimages to the tombs of the saints. She went to the Holy Land, visited the Pope in Rome. And she went to Rome in the year 1525 to gain the Holy Year indulgence, met with Pope Clement VII. This informal novitiate began, and these 12 women would continue to work in the world, but to live in their homes, and gradually this grew to 28 women. They placed themselves under the patronage of St. Ursula, who was a patroness of medieval universities, and so they became known as the Ursulines. Pretty soon the order began to get a little bit more formalized with the local approval of St. Charles Borromeo, the great cardinal of Milan, and it was really only after her death that it became officially a religious order in the church that would wear the habit and have a certain rule of life. Angela Merici died in the year 1540, and she was not beatified until 1768 and canonized in 1807. So again, we see the Holy Spirit using her as a real pioneer for Catholic education, for the importance of teaching the children the faith, And again, planting the seeds for future movements within the church that would rise up called secular institutes. So we see how the Holy Spirit is always reforming the church and renewing the church in different ways. That century was a particularly difficult time for the church because of the strife, the wars, the famines, the plagues that were raging, as well as some of a need for reform within the church itself. So women like Angela Merici, who were so one with Christ and inspired by the Holy Spirit, was able to be used by God to raise up this first teaching order of women in the church, and it would be the inspiration for countless orders to come. So we ask St. Angela Merici, pray for us.